Oh, I'll sing a song, I'll sing it for you in every verse of this story. You know it's true, the message is the one that comes from long ago. The message is a thing we like to call aloha. Aloha, everybody out there. This is the Insight Hour, and yours truly, Reverend Roxy, has the fun of opening up this show. But before we do that, we have to give it up to the Creator. Yes, yes, yes. And let me tell you, you do it now or you will do it later. And it is all about giving thanks. Giving thanks for 528, that magical frequency, that projection of miracles around the world come June 21st. So, don't leave out June 19th through the 21st. Oh, yes, I thank the Creator for those days. I'm telling you something. God picked these days, this year, June 21st, is a special, 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 and you got to give it up to the Creator that it should be such a special day. We will celebrate the summer solstice. We will celebrate the light. We will celebrate the elimination of fear, the elimination of sorrow, and the power to redirect and co-create your lives. That I must give up, because that's what the Creator created us for. That's what free will is all about, and you are all free to do God's will. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my messianic brother, and he's going to do the invocation, and then we're going to get down to tonight's show.
Hey, Sister Reverend Roxy, I love you.
I love you, too.
This is Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us on the Inside Hour, everyone. So I'm going to give it up to the Creator because that's how we typically start, and we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. I've got a surprise for everyone. We're going to be talking about the blessings in advancing Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water, how we win in the end through this light. As it's been dark, we're basically transmuting the music of the night with the radiant music of the light. That's what our show is about tonight. At any rate, let me give it up to the Creator for the glorious blessings. Heavenly Creator, I want to say a special thank you to all of the magnificent ways that you have worked in our hearts this week, particularly and gently in guiding us and directing us into the open-heartedness that you ask for us to be to adore you maximally. We praise you for the glorious blessings that you've brought into our lives and all the synchronicity that has happened all this week with all of the wonderful beings that are coming together as one Holy Spirit-filled family. Reverend Roxy and I are brothers and sisters in this divine project, and we've gotten so many this week of so many other brothers and sisters that have joined us, Heavenly Creator, and I want to thank you for making the miracle of manifestation of divine direction in the community through this divine human communion and communication and blessing. We are now able to have a spirit-filled family, extended family community, to serve you maximally. So I praise you for these glorious blessings, and I ask for a special blessing on everyone listening tonight. Heavenly Creator, please bless everybody from Don Newsom and Seth and Engineering at bbsradio.com that have been so forthright in serving you and such an open, huge heart, willing to move forward against all odds and against everything that could challenge a network. I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for blessing bbsradio.com. I praise you for the listeners and the supporters of bbsradio.com. Heavenly Creator, please bless everyone with the most powerful anointing, spirit-filled anointing, so that they all the time can be in the flow, in the current, see the now happening reality of your musical, mathematical matrix of divinity. We praise you for the glorious blessings that are bestowed upon every one of our kindred spirits listening tonight over bbsradio.com. And I thank you for making us your humble servants, empowered by that Holy Spirit power of eternity and eternal power in your divinity. And as we move forcefully into the messianic age that we will enact by our community, it is such a wonderful blessing that this unity shall celebrate divinity in every way possible. Praise you for transforming this planet, transforming this planet in your image, in your music, in your mathematical matrix of certainty and perfection, that we, your righteous, are stepping forward now through this valley of this shadow of death that has nothing to do with your illumination and your direction, that it is simply a false manipulation of the population and their minds and hearts. Forgive them, Father. Nobody knows what they're doing anymore. But you know what? I praise you, Heavenly Creator, because the people on the Inside Hour and the people that are also working with BBS Radio and, oh, so many people from Don Nikoloff to all sorts of brothers and sisters that we have, Fred Bell included, that all of these people are coming directly from your guide and light and communicating to the populations that need your messaging that this is the way forward. It is through your musical mathematical matrix, your kingdom of heaven, that we are completely and fully maximally illuminated by your glory. So thank you for the blessing to the Insight Hour listeners and to BBS Radio supporters. And with that, I say, in Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you in all the highest ways. And so it is. This February, I guess it's the February 3rd, 2009. I'm a little bit behind. In Yeshua's name, praise you. So it is. Well, Reverend Roxy, hi. Welcome tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So,
you caught me staring at the internet, and then the phone rings, and boom, it's you. And I'm like, I'm down for it.
Ah, I figured that. You know, that's why I told Sessed Engineering to give you a ring.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're having a wonderful, we had a wonderful week here, folks. First of all, I want to give it up also to the sponsors of the Insight Hour, HealthyWorldStore.com. Where you can find the best products in regarding this whole spiritual renaissance, everything for the preparation and making provisions to move forcefully as a divine family into the future of this messianic age community. Peace, shalom, shall ring. It is truly what Yisrael, where the lion lies down with the lamb, is all about. So thank you for supporting everything that you buy, the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment from HealthyWorldStore.com. It is a great blessing to our ministry and our whole message. So thank you. There's so many wonderful websites beyond that and supporters of the Inside Hour. I would highly encourage everybody to read, love, The Real Da Vinci Code. Because if you understand The Real Da Vinci Code, you'll understand the full measure of prophetic genius that Da Vinci was in you, that we're all capable of that magnificent, amazing creativity and inspiration from the Most High. And so read Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. You can get a preview of Love, The Real Da Vinci Code at lovetherealdavincicode.com. And then take some time to watch the DVD, the Love Code DVD, and the most recent DVD is called The Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, where we have on YouTube right now a 10-minute segment that's going to relate to you what the essence of this live H2O concert, the concert for the living water, is really all about. So that's on YouTube for free. View it. It's a segment within the Love Code Seminar Musical Healing Celebrations DVD that's available through Healthy World Store. For those of you not on the Internet, there's a toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Thanks again. Tonight, I would like to introduce you, Reverend Roxy, my beloved sister, as well as a number of other people here. As a matter of fact, I know for you met her the other day, and I'm sure it was. You'll share what your experience of our guest tonight is. And I want to introduce you to her being on radio with us for the first time, which I pray will be a regular event. And for the listeners of the Inside Hour, you're in for a treat. We have a celebrity here, literally a world-famous celebrity localized to Egypt. She's beautiful, and her wisdom matches her physical beauty. And as you will see, her capability of articulating this wisdom is most profound and blessed. so it brings me a great privilege and pleasure for me to introduce you to Sally Atara, right?
Atia.
Atia, gee whiz. I am spaced. Sally Atia. Sally has been just a blessing here. I can tell you that from my family, blessing my family with us here in the Kingdom of Heaven in Hawaii, to blessing the Live H2O project. So welcome, Sally.
Welcome to you, too. Aloha.
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 I am so sorry that I blew your last name.
It's classic. It has to be.
I guess, you know, there's no mistake. It happened for a reason.
It's a good job you got the first name right.
And boy, I'll tell you, well, that's, you know, that's appropriate. I have to be humble and we all make mistakes.
No, it's nice to meet you at last.
Yes.
It's been long in coming, but we made it.
Yes, that's so wonderful. Reverend Roxy, you happened to meet Sally the other day.
Yes, I did.
Aloha, sister.
Tell
Aloha.
Me, what was that experience like for you, Reverend Roxy?
It was like a breath of fresh air. Gives me so much hope for future generations' sake. She is a star on the horizon, and as she works her craft, which I felt so comfortable sitting and talking, I thought that she exemplified everything Dangerous George would have wanted in a television show host. Lots of poise and grace and a sincere desire to allow us to shine as she interviewed us. So that's what I got when I sat with Sally.
Sally Atia, you have been introduced by Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy Hampton. Introduce yourself to the Inside Hour audience.
Oh, wow. It's such an honor. I don't know where to start. I mean, how I would better introduce myself is I would say that I am here a very proud server of God, our Creator. That would be my biggest crown that I wear right now. I would introduce myself and say that I've been very blessed to travel the world and be able to carry my course forward, you know, with the divine light of God and to be able to serve humanity, to be able to serve anybody I possibly can and to shine in God's light.
It's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you get involved in being so blessed, illuminating, and such a great blessing for people? And folks, again, she carries a tremendous amount of celebrity in Egypt. We in America may not have heard of her, but she's a star. You can go on her website and you can see that. She's been involved in all sorts of television productions. And tell us, how did you get, you know, where did your path come from? How did it lead you to what you're doing now?
You mean as a TV host?
As a TV host and also somebody who's so committed to bring whatever experience you've had in regarding, you know, everything from for the United States federal government working their Egyptian radio program to, you know, doing the films that you've done and doing the radio and television shows that you've done, of course, in the Middle East to, you know, all of a sudden now you're in Hawaii. And you're working full-time on Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water. How did you come all this way?
I guess I can just say I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. My journey in TV is really quite incredible. I was working in Cairo at the time, and very simply, a very girlfriend of mine who shares exactly the same birthday as me, but 10 years younger.
What's your birthday?
My birthday is August the 22nd, 1967.
Uh-huh.
So a beautiful girlfriend of mine, she's British. Her name is Poppy. Hello, Poppy, if you happen to be listening out there, I love you. Poppy was the reason why I'm really probably here today, you know. Poppy needed a ride to her agency. She did a lot of TV commercials in Egypt at the time in Cairo. And one day she asked me if I would come and give her a lift. So I said, of course. I gave her a lift, and the agency asked me to come in for a screening or a test or whatever. So I apologized and said that I actually have a full-time job, and they insisted, and I went anyway and just had fun on the TV camera, and I'd never really been on camera before. And 2 days later, they called me and asked me, would I do a TV commercial for one of the biggest directors in Cairo? And I said, well, I'm sorry, I couldn't because I have a full-time job. My full-time job at the time, I was working as a Middle East coordinator, marketing and business development for a whole new mobile telephony services that took off in the Middle East. It was just the amazing mushrooming of companies all over the Middle East with mobile telephony service, the boom of the Internet in 2000. I was working in telecom, and here I have an agency telling me to please do TV commercials, and I just didn't have time because I managed 5 different countries. And they called me back 2 days later, and they said they were willing to do it on my weekend. And I thought, wait a minute, you know, this is something I dreamt of when I was a child. You know, you always stand in front of the mirror and pretend you're an actress. So I thought, well, what the hell, let me try it anyway, let's do it for fun. And that's where it started. I started doing TV commercials. And then how I got to be a TV host was a friend of mine was doing the first ever live Internet show, and the girl didn't turn up, the host didn't turn up. So he looked at me and he said, you know what you've got to do, don't you? Here we have 3,000 people on the side of the Nile in Cairo waiting to be entertained. The biggest DJ at the time was coming over from London, Sonique, if you remember her. And she was coming over to, you know, to sing and to spin for the biggest wave that Egypt has ever seen. And there you have 3,000 people waiting for the camera to come on, and the host didn't turn up. So my friend says to me, he just looks at me, he says to me, Sally, you know what you've got to do. And I looked at him and I said to him, let's go. He handed me over the mic and we just started shooting.
Wow, what a divine direction that is. How wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, okay, now, so that's where folks listening, that's where Sally comes from. What's the most powerful drive in your heart right now?
It must be love.
Yes. Now, how are you administering that in your life?
I'm not sure if I'm administering it. It's just pouring out. You know, I have a lot of beautiful family all over the world that I'm not really living with, that I haven't lived with for so many years because I've been traveling all over the world. So I also have 2 gorgeous children that are now living with their father in Cairo, and that it's very difficult for me to see. So I have also the motherly love that's not really being fulfilled. And I have friends all over the world that, as I move from country to country, I'm in touch with them through heart vibration. So there's this continual, you know, giving and receiving of love that's going on all the time, because you miss your family, you miss your children, you miss your friends all over the world. So all that love has to go somewhere, you know. And if it's not going in your family, and it's not going to your children, and it's not going, where is it going to overflow to? So it has to overflow to the people around me, immediately around me, that God puts in my path. And I've just been really, really blessed to have had so many amazing people that play amazing roles in my life, and you've just come into one of them. So it's just a proof. I mean, look where I am today. Look who I'm sitting here talking with today. And here we have Reverend Roxy one day. We have Auntie Emily another day. We have Leonard Horowitz, with which I'm now working with. It's phenomenal.
Well,
you know, I
so
concur
much.
With that, what you're saying about putting your love into something, you know. I haven't been an orphan most of my life, and coming and going in families. I find that wherever I am, it's kind of like a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, love the one you're with. And if you keep busy and you're out there, you find that there's a whole lot of places to put your love. And lately I've been putting it into this here concert myself and into the community. And the blend of both of these, the possibilities are infinite. And I'm just so happy to have you on board, and that you have decided to stick it out here in the big island and work with us on our Hawaiian venue.
You don't understand. This is a dream come true for me. I have to thank you for having me here right now.
No, I think we have to thank Bruce Horowitz.
<That's right>.
Oh, yes.
Little joke.
Who bears no relation to Leonard Horowitz.
None whatsoever.
I don't think that could be possible.
You know, let me go into this issue that it's interesting both of you share, potentially, maybe not so much you, Reverend Roxy, but the outcome from both of your childhood experiences have been the same. I find, as knowing you both as I do, as my beloved sisters, you're both such radiant, loving people that have God truly in their forehead and heart. And so it occurs to me that your stories have parallel. Certainly the outcome is the same. And I wanted to ask you after, Reverend Roxy, I want to ask you after our sister Sally shares a little bit more about her parents and her father and the businesses that he was in and how she came out of that. Like, you know, the saying, come out of her, my people, lest ye become infected by her plagues, lunacy, insanity. You know, into such pure beings of love and light. So with that, you know, start, Sally, and share a little bit about, because I know what for you it has got to be deep in your heart, a tremendous pain to have gone through what you've gone through, sacrifice what you have been made to sacrifice, and then subsequently come out now with this whole concept that, gee whiz, your brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and grandparents and children are right, whoever you meet.
Yeah, and like so many millions out there, I feel that, you know, we were saying on the TV show the other day, so many children are abused. They grow up abused by their family, by their friends, by their parents. And then we end up, you know, trying to heal for the rest of our lives. And that's for the majority of us. You know, there are very, very few people out there who've really had a very loving upbringing by their parents. Very few that you actually meet that tell me, gee, I've had a really boring life compared to yours. Everyone has an amazing story to tell, and everyone's been abused somehow. But then there's one thing that segregates us. And if you divide that in two halves, there are people that decide to take that and turn it into love and stick with God's faith and see it as a test and see it as a loyalty of strength. If we're strong enough to continue on as warriors and take that abuse and turn it into love and into something positive and into serving others. And the other half of the people who maybe do not have the strength yet or see the light where that become bitter and become angry, and then they expend their strength and all their powers into the anger and into spewing forth all points of negativity of trying to, you know, to heal that, but they don't understand really what that negativity brings forth.
You know, so much of, we talked about this yesterday, was on this issue of forgiveness, getting to forgiveness, and really unconditional love, not with attachments, that a person has to do this or that, or, you know, it's a very, very powerful spiritual lesson and blessing to be able to achieve what you have achieved. And so, you know, I'm asking, and I appreciate from your heart, I know, you know, it's a challenge unless you have achieved this connection to Creator and Source and Love to deal with the past traumas and the emotions and real, the families that we thought we had as blood kin. You know, somehow there's a distinguishing line now. Go ahead, I didn't want to interrupt.
No, not at all. Well, if I were to go back to my childhood, I definitely had probably one of the worst childhoods you can possibly imagine. Save from being sexually abused, I was abused in every other way possible. Thank God I was never sexually abused. But I was abused in every other possible way you can possibly think. So, you know, mentally, physically, and brutally by my father. So, you know, he did it for his reasons, and he did it through, I believe that he did it because he abused all the beauty and the power that God gave him, rather than feel blessed and humbled and you know, serving God. He completely abused everything. I mean, he had everything. Honestly, his father had everything.
Extremely wealthy, industrialist.
Everything. Intelligent, beautiful, wealthy, amazingly productive. This man had everything. He had the most wonderful wife, the most amazing children, a gorgeous home. You know, we lived in England all our lives. He's actually married five of the most gorgeous women you've ever seen and met, and the most pious women that have all given him children. And, you know, God graced him with an amazing heart, too. He's extremely kind. God graced him with a fantastically intelligent brain. He was a shipping engineer, mechanical engineer, electrical engineer. He's got a doctorate in God knows what. An amazing, you know, brilliant, shining man. And he was seduced by the world. He became seduced by the world, and he left. He left the grace of God, so he fell from grace. And he failed his test every single time. And so, unfortunately, he sits now in London, totally alone, without any children, and without any friends, and without anyone of his family really wanting him around, which is extremely sad. So, you know, that's how I grew up, and I knew there was a God. My own, you know, it was interesting because my father is Egyptian Muslim. My own mother that gave birth to me is also Egyptian Muslim. But my mother ran away from him. She ran away from him when she was pregnant with me because he was so brutally violent to her, physically violent to her. So my mother ran away, had me in secret somewhere. My father left Egypt and went off to Europe and ended up in England and met my gorgeous English Jewish mother who raised me for 12 years in London, you know, as her own child, and also gave me two beautiful brothers, Hisham and Karim. So being raised by an English Jewish mother gave me a whole completely different twist on the world, you know. Thankfully, we never grew up with any prejudice. We never grew up thinking, you know, what's your religion and what's your color? That wasn't in our context or any part of our lives. We were raised extremely innocently and with a beautiful heart that my mother was, my stepmother was. But then at the same time, I was deprived of my own mother. I was told that she was a prostitute. I was told that she never wanted me. I was told that, you know, she was good for nothing and she never needed me or wanted me or, you know, all of those, you know, horribly crippling, mind-crippling and body-crippling things that you can possibly say about your own mother, you know?
Yeah, and so that I can tell you, folks, if you were sitting where I am now and you saw what I'm looking at, and primarily I'm looking at radiant light shining from this beautiful being's eyes that simply is here so sweetly to serve humanity maximally, that it just occurs to me that there's hope in the world. If she could come out of an abusive, traumatic childhood, what a story this is. What an incredible model she is for the hope for humanity.
Well, God has also been incredible, too, in my life. You know, as I grew up being so abused and beaten to a pulp, I mean, literally so beaten that four of my walls in my bedroom would be spurted in blood. Totally. I mean, I've had my head opened five times, beaten with whips that he's collected, you know, had amazing statues smashed on my head. I mean, you wouldn't believe broken arms and legs and limbs and, you know, at my face so beaten up you wouldn't recognize it. It's incredible. I mean, it's amazing that I'm whole.
It is. It's a tribute to the Creator. You know, I've often told friends, I'm not so sure on the Inside Hour whether I've ever mentioned it, but I know I've mentioned it in lectures and presentations. There's no reasonable explanation for me to be living anymore. That literally, according to physics, according to hard reality, if it wasn't for the angels of divinity protecting me, I would not be here, not just once, twice, or three times, but, you know, I'm now increasingly going and looking at all the times that I really should have bought it, and I didn't. I've been kept alive, and what an incredible thing that there's some, you know, metaphysical, conscious, loving being that takes me and has taken you and has taken Reverend Roxy and delivered us from evil into this literally heavenly light of love, and that is what the world is going to heal the world. It's that energy. What do you think, Reverend Roxy? Am I talking for you too?
Oh yeah, you're talking to me. It's amazing. Because, like, I have to tell all the radio audience out there that if you were to see Sally, you would not believe what she's saying could produce such a beautiful face and such a warm spirit. I guess that's the faith that we all have in God and in the Creator to change poison into medicine. I can see it. She's done the work and continues to do the work, and I think that's the key. I used to tell my clients that I worked with that seemed to be unable to get over their childhood to rub it on their chest like Vicks Vapor Rub and just let it seep in and know that it's not happening now. And in doing this exercise, you tend to take on a different shape. And it seems that without having to be said that, that you just continue to keep on ticking even though you took a licking, and have turned out to be a beautiful individual who has more love to give. So it's kind of like, a half-life that this, that the abuse can have. And I think that you, in sharing, have even more respect for me than I had before, or you had before, because that, I didn't know any of that, and it's just mind-blowing. On the other hand, I can't identify with any of that. No, only kidding. I had just the opposite. I was born an orphan, and was adopted at the age of 4 by a very incredible human being called Helen Agnes, who passed, yesterday. She'd be gone, 1987. She's, been gone some time, but, I remember her. She's the woman who raised me, adopted me and raised me, and she was so logical and so loving and so, on it that it was almost like living with a saint. And now today, when I look back, I used to rebel against all that saintliness, and now I want to emulate it even more. I try to, maintain my Godhead in spite of what other people may be saying about me. And I find that it's an exercise that rewards you with a warm feeling and a great smile. Even with no teeth, I have a great smile. And I say to myself,
ask for that.
Yeah, you know, I found out my teeth were not my smile, and how I feel inside is what makes you beautiful. And I guess that's what's happening with Sally and with you and all the rest of the people that we have, because Sally, you can multiply by 144,000 in terms of who's coming
to
Live H2O.
You bet. Well, that's right. I want to transition now into the good news. You know, both of you, you know, and folks listening, I want you to know that I am so blessed and so humbled. I am surrounded by both beauty, intelligence, and wisdom. These women who are in my life, Reverend Roxy Hampton, my wife Jackie, Sally Atia now, gee whiz, I am so blessed. I'm literally surrounded by Wisdom of Solomon supporters and preachers, and it's wonderful as we now evolve as a family and come together as kindred spirits in this process of bringing back sanity to the degenerated lunacy in which this society has been now steeped. It is time for a change. You know it, I know it, and the question becomes how, and the vehicle becomes the Creator and the community. We join hands as a family. In this unity, we march triumphantly. So this is what the reality, this is the people that are coming now, you know, and we're changing history. This is what Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water, is really all about. It's opening up this heart. It's celebrating the family. Do, re, mi, fa, so. Solve a pollute in Latin. Solve the problem and the pollution in English. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la. Fa is family. Family, Torum in Latin, family, the Holy Spirit-filled family in English. This is the musical, mathematical revelation of divine perfection evolving now to bless humanity maximally into 1,000 years of world peace. You women around me are awesome. Tell the audience, please, if you would, maybe, Reverend Roxy, you begin. That what is your vision as really brilliant women? What is your vision for this planet in 20 years? And how, as each individual, loving hearts, divine heads, as you say, Reverend Roxy, Godhead, how are we going to get there? What can you advice can you give every listener? Go ahead, Reverend Roxy, you begin.
Well, I believe that the vision that I hold for the next 20 years is of world peace and my part in it, as I see myself part of the one in terms of unity. I also am blessed to be able to understand my role in the universe, and that is as a servant, as a person of service, that I know that I truly believe in what Thomas Paine said, that my religion is doing good and good deeds, and acts of charity and selflessness is what I have to demonstrate. We've had a 20th century that I grew up in, being 56, same age as you, Dr. Len. We grew up in a time of the I, me, you know, gotta get for myself, gotta get for my family. Now it's the 21st century and I'm looking around at future generation, and I truly am amazed at how important it is for all of us of our age and older to pass the baton onto the future generation. And the types of things that we're doing, this Live H2O, the Insight Hour, bringing forward our future generation to speak their mind, to tell us what it is that we need to hear so that we can move on, so that we can have motion, is what's important to me. As I think about the Live H2O and what it could do in people beginning to retune and to atone for their misgivings and be forgiven, I think it's important that as we work towards the summer solstice, that we really take inventory on our lives and on all that is going on around us and really ask ourselves, can we really give it up? Can we give it up to God? Can we put our faith in something outside of ourselves and feel secure? And I say yes. I say yes, because if we all tap into the oneness, then that infinite wisdom, that being in tune with the infinite, will come on us, and it affects what we are trying to attempt to do on that weekend.
That we shall do on that weekend.
Miracles.
All right, I'm going to come back to you in a minute and ask you, maybe a couple minutes, what you're planning to do yourself in terms of Live H2O, June 19th to the 21st, what is your involvement going to be? And I want to share that with everybody because I think it's a great blessing. So go ahead. Sally Attia, please give us the Inside Hour listeners a view of what your vision is for the next, let's say, in 20 years, and how each and every one can maximally move that vision, you know, actualize it.
Well, I think Reverend Roxy said it beautifully, and I will just add two very little things onto that. I think if we just look at the whole picture and realize that God wants us to do one thing, and one very simple thing, and that's just to love each other. That's all he's really asking. And when you think about it, it is just so ridiculously simple. It's divinely simple, and yet we're finding it so hard. Why are we finding it so hard to just love each other?
Because the musical mathematics have been suppressed, and that's what Live H2O is all about, and the education about the divine hydration, water, and the hydrosonics and the musical monoatomics, that is, at the atomic level, all the electrons, the protons, everything is spinning by 9 core creative frequencies, at the center of which is 528 hertz love. So you're right, it is simple. There's only 9 numbers in the universe. And yeah, what's so complex is that we've been so dumbed down. It's virtually, folks listening, your homework assignment, you've heard me say it before, get from your video store the Beatles animation called Yellow Submarine. Watch it. This is what we're now engaged in. They've suppressed the musical instruments. This past week, we actually put on YouTube 2 tutorials that are going to teach you. If you go to go to YouTube, put in the search engine, synthesizer, solfeggio, retuning tutorial. You will get Part 1 and Part 2, instructions to the world's leading most conscious musicians why they should retune. just a 528 frequency from 440 standard tuning, which all you need to do is on a Korg chromatic tuner, tune 3 hertz frequencies up, which is a world of difference when you consider if you're listening to a radio show, folks, and you turn it 1/10 of a hertz, different channel, you get static. You lose your clear channel. Likewise, the Creator's broadcasting to our hearts in 528 hertz. If you tune off of that just a couple hertz, you're way out. And that's what's been done since 1917. Thank you, Rockefeller family, directing the American Federation of Musicians into the frequency standard tuning of 440, which, against all the outcry of the rest of the world, continued to be funded and perpetrated on America, followed then by Nazi Germany. Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's propaganda minister, started to promote a 440 standard tuning in Europe. So you talk about dumbing down and how people have been kind of like lost when the answer is so simple. The incarceration has taken place. Go ahead, Sally.
So the second point I was going to say, so the first point was just to love each other. But how then do we get to the frequency of 528? And I think I have the answer, or at least maybe one of them. And I think it's just simply to let go of ego. Once we let go of ego, we get to the frequency of 528.
Yeah, I want to vouch for that. And that is exactly the mission, the primary mission of hosting, and folks, you listening, participating, not only just praying for the blessing, but also actually praying as participating in the blessing, in the global baptism, the blessing of the living water, so that the water all around the world, the oceans and the rivers and the streams and the lakes, start to resonate with humanity's love. That is the mission, is to have such a frequency vibration to produce a global baptism, to literally create all the oceans of the world to resonate in love 528. And as that happens, you see, because your body is mostly water, it is going to pick up the resonance, because water transmits as a superconductor. The air is full of water. You're connected, as I am, to the waves and the tides and the moon and the lunar cycles. That's moving all of the electromagnetics by this musical mathematics. And so the love 528 frequency dynamics, that is what's opening the heart. That's the mission, is to tune down the egoic mind, leaving the egos at the door, so to speak, as we open new doors that no man can close and close the doors that no man can open. This is what the whole concept of the living water is about. So, folks listening, livehto.org. Well, we've got a new website actually going up this week, but the current website is outstanding. It has educational information that you will find practical. You will find it very, very uplifting. And go to livehto, www.livehto.org, and basically sign up to produce your own venues in your own hometowns. All across the world, people are doing that. Today, as a matter of fact, a half an hour ago, I just posted Sydney, Australia. Australia wants to host 3 different venues. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Three Rivers, the place, a sacred native place in Pittsburgh. A couple other venues in Goat Island in upstate New York. And just people all over the world now are grasping the opportunity to sing with a full heartfelt unity of humanity, to bless and be blessed maximally. Go ahead, Sally. What your vision, and you're in the process of sharing, the egoic mind has got to be somehow either not so much silenced, but brought into its proper balance.
Yeah, I would say even totally broken. You need to break that ego.
You like to break it completely.
You must.
Okay, well, there's a philosophical discussion that Reverend Roxy, I invite you to join. Because there's many people that say, well, you know, that the world is full of challenges, and that there's an egoic mechanism that is actually triggered by fears. You know, if you were a caveman, for example, and you came out and there was a saber-toothed tiger that was hungry at your front door, there might be some service to realizing that if you, like, you know, if you go out, you venture out near the saber-toothed tiger, you might get chomped. Now, that's one thing. Now there's also stories, and there's even documentary films on people who hold in their hearts such profound love that they could walk out of their caves, they can go in front of a saber-toothed tiger or a great white bear and simply have that divine human communion and interpersonal communion with this really other species. We have learned this from the dolphins, how much compassion is shown. And so now there's documentaries, and famous people now are being heralded for their capacity, much like we had the Francis of Assisi, St. Francis, be the profound lover of nature and the capacity to commune with nature. Well, that's part of, I think, what this matrix is. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it's just that. But I also feel that, in addition to that, that ego is the cause of all downfall to humanity. And in that, I mean that when your ego or your alter ego is in charge of you, you then fall into fear. You then fall into greed. You then fall into so many qualities that make us fall from grace. And this is what we need to always keep in check, because ego will definitely break you down. It would be the end of you. With ego, you become so self-involved. It is so much about you that you completely forget your work. You completely forget your mission on this earth. And it's so deceiving, and it's so powerful that it can completely annihilate the self which God created to shine. So the ego and the heart are in constant, or the ego and your higher consciousness, your higher self, you will find are always in battle with each other, until one must win. And love must always win, because that will always be the, love will always be triumphant.
You know, I have to agree with you. I mean, when you think about what is faith, what is trust, what is the magic and the miracle and having faith and trust in the Creator, it's where you're not in fear, you're in faith. And so I have to agree with you that the practical outcome of what you're talking about, that is quieting the ego, is to have the full-hearted communion and pleasure in the celebration of literally having a full faith and trust in our glorious Creator, who's created us as a creation, right? So, Reverend Roxy, what do you think?
Oh, well, you know, it takes me back, that whole thing about the ego takes me back to the conversation we had at dinner at Kaleo's, when I was talking to you, we were waiting for dinner, and I said to you, there is no you. There can be no you in this concert. It has, you have to just be totally not yourself to get involved in this particular project, that everyone must give up the you and become part of the one. And I echo what Sally is saying. And in practice, one would say, act as if and it will soon be a reality. So, oh, it sounds like, Dr. Len, we have a caller.
Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. Who's calling? Huh? You know what? It was one of those Cokie frogs in back of your house.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm the only one that can hear the beep then.
Oh, okay, yeah. it was either a Cokie or an extraterrestrial.
I guess so. But I think it's real important that we understand that for these 3 days that we come together for Live H2O, we're all focusing in. Light can be dispersed in many different ways, but when it is concentrated, it becomes its most effective, to the point where when it's super concentrated, it becomes like a laser, and so therefore it can cut through, it can overcome, it can pass through and travel large distances in a short period of time, it can be reflected on the moon. It's way in which it goes can be almost infinite. And that releasing oneself from I and what I need and who I am, it allows you to join with your brothers and sisters on an even playing field. And since we're talking about concerts, that's exactly what we're going to be getting down to, because the bottom line here is it doesn't matter how good you are, who you are, everything that we're doing on that Saturday is in 528. It's celebrating the water. It's celebrating the sound frequency. It's demonstrating that which we are talking about, because we've demonstrated it on a small scale and realized it has an effect. You make the cause, it has an effect. If you make a negative cause, you can't suffer a positive effect. If you make a positive cause, you'll never suffer a negative effect. This is the faith. This is what carries us, and great is the day for all who kept faith, and dreadful for others, for that is their fate, you see. That is why we stand to win, and in winning, we demonstrate to the world the possibilities that love and peace can have in one's life. It can overcome all obstacles. It can turn bankers around. It can turn military men around. It can turn world leaders around. No one wants to go up against love. Everybody's looking for love.
It makes the world go round.
That's right.
Beautiful. Man, I'll tell you, see, folks, this is what I'm saying to you. I'm surrounded by massive amount of wisdom and intelligence besides beauty. How blessed Dr. Len Horowitz is.
You must have done something right somewhere.
Somewhere.
You know what else I want to say? I think that with an event like this, for so many women to be involved, it is absolutely refreshing. A lot of times when it comes to music, it becomes male-dominated. And at this particular point in time, with something as wonderful as Live H2O, there is an incredible amount of female energy going into this concert. And I want to invite more and more of that. And when I say that, our brothers are just, they are part of this too, because there's an X in them. There's a female principle in all the men out there. And so 528, I believe, is going to allow you to liberate yourselves and to get into the both aspects of your personality and shine.
You know, I want to just speak to some of the women that have joined Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water. Again, it's June 19th to the 21st, 2009, at international venues and on your own internet connection. You'll have the opportunity to literally virtually create your own production. You'll have the opportunity to click on your video wall at one of nine live venues, and probably about 24 or so more venues that have to do with all sorts of themes of loving and living water. At any rate, the concept of some of the women, you know, this week, Reverend Roxy, you don't know this, but here's a great blessing. You don't know this. I'm just about to share with you. I hope you're sitting down how blessed we are. There is a very, very famous young lady by the name of Akiana. Akiana has been on Oprah and virtually every major show because as a 7, 8, 9-year-old, she was producing some of the most amazing art. Just brilliant prodigy genius and indigo child, expressing divine capability and creative artistic style. So she's been on every Oprah for all sorts of, you're talking about?
From the age of five.
From the age of five, yeah. So basically, Akiana is going to contribute a water theme painting to the Concert for the Living Water. And at the end of the concert, it's going to be auctioned. And the auctioning money is going to go to help the creation of a school that I pray, Reverend Roxy, is going to be a part of the Native Hawaiian cultural village that is going to be in the Kingdom of Heaven, adjacent to the Kingdom of Heaven in the Hawaiian Holy Land, that we lovingly call Sedona, Hawaii, and basically that this school will be basically run by indigo children, and that the children are going to teach the other children how to express their greatest gifts. Isn't that something?
It is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
That is good news.
It's wonderful, wonderful. So this is the caliber of women that are joining. Her mother called me the other day, thrilled to be involved with Live H2O. And you're absolutely right. It's interesting that we have far more women involved in advancing Live H2O than the men right now.
Water, the sacred principle, the female principle.
Yeah.
And it covers 75% of the earth and 75% of our bodies.
Yeah. You know, and so, folks, I want to tell you again that if you haven't been thinking Live H2O, first thing I want you to do to participate is pray for yourself and Live H2O to come together and be basically uplifted in every way, prospered in every way, inspired in every way, creatively endowed to be absolutely all that you can be in every way, so that literally we can march very powerfully together, hand in hand, to pray as one to the living water, and that one water, don't forget, is a liquid crystal superconductor that connects the center of your heart to the center of the universe. It is a magical mystery solution. It solves all the problem, all the pollution. It is the universal solvent to give thanks and gratitude, to honor the water, to honor the triune God, the creator. In the beginning, there was the creator, there was water. Even before the Bible mentions the Holy Spirit, really. It's right in the same sentence that in the beginning there was the creator, there was the water, and in Genesis 1:2, it was the Holy Spirit that moved over the face of the water, that divided the water from the water to create the firmament, ether, or dome, into which the word, the magic word of how to create humanity based on the image of divinity, was put into the water, out of which then we popped out along with everything else.
Can you believe it, Dr. Lynn?
Reverend Roxy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Can you believe it that it's 7:57 already?
Well, I know we've got to end. We've got to end for our brother Don Nikoloff, folks. I want you to stay tuned to our brother Don Nikoloff coming up on BBS Radio on Evident Footprints. Always stay tuned to brother Don, very, very wise man who knows a lot about this subject. We had him on the Inside Hour last week on talking about 528 and Live H2O. Anyway, let me finish it then, Reverend Roxy, and thank you so much for being on tonight with us. Thank you for taking your time away from your busy schedule and your computer. And likewise, Sally Atia, I got your name right this time.
You did.
Only took me an hour on the Inside Hour to get it right.
Thank you
so much for the contribution that you're making to the
planet.
Thank
you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Reverend Roxy, I want you to let me know when that grant application for Live H2O, what goes out of your office.
Oh, it's out. It's out. It's in the mail. It's on its way.
Oh, wonderful.
It's gone.
Thank you, sister. That's wonderful. That's
like me. Sativa mailed it today.
Awesome. You're a doll. Love you very much.
Love you, too. Bye,
okay.
Sally.
Bye tonight. So, folks, let me just also give it up one more time. Thanks to our sponsors. I want to thank BBSRadio.com for hosting the Inside Hour. I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group and, most importantly, Healthy World Store, where you can get all of the information, the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthyworldstore.com. Go there. Whatever you donate there, actually whatever you purchase there, becomes a virtual complete donation. It is maintaining our ministry, our operations, this time on BBS, as well as all the wonderful things that we do. You want to support us? The easiest way is educate yourself. Use the books, tapes, DVDs, the wonderful educational material to spread the truth that shall set all of us free to be all that we could be in the reflection of divinity. In the water. All right? We're all in the water. Love you tonight. From Hawaii, from the Big Island, this is Dr. Len Horowitz, smiling and thanking you for being part of the Insight Hour. Aloha.
Aloha.